Wausau Paper is reviewing the status of the Brokaw Mill because of declining demand for specialty print and color paper, according to Perry Gruber, Director of Investment Relations.
What we announced was our intent to exit the print and color business at an appropriate period of time. That business is focused at the Brokaw Mill.
445 people work at the mill. Gruber says the company would prefer to sell the operation rather than shut it down.
Wausau Paper Company was founded at Brokaw back in 1899. It's been a continuous operation that entire time. It's certainly an important element in the history of the business.
The village of Brokaw grew up as a company town in the early 1900s. A shutdown would have a devastating impact, according to village president Jerry Weisenberger, who also works at the mill.
Kind of ironic because if it wasn't for this mill in Little Brokaw, they wouldn't have all these other mills. And it's hard for a small community of under 200 people to deal with the taxes.
Weisenberger says the economic impact of a shutdown and the loss of 445 jobs would be felt all across north central Wisconsin.
Well, not only the village, I mean the surrounding area, Tomahawk, Merrill, Antigo, Wittenberg, Wausau, Schofield. Yeah, I've been there 34 years and I'd like to retire from there.
Wausau Paper officials stress that no decision has been made about Brokaw and that their operations in Mosinee and Rhinelander will not be affected. The company intends to focus on more profitable technical paper and tissue production. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.